With what you need to know in the news on Wednesday, April 13th, 2022, I'm Vin Abenew, the head of the New Jersey State Senate Education Committee, says new school guidelines call for nothing more than promoting tolerance in young children when it comes to sexual orientation and gender identity. But one GOP lawmaker is pushing a plan to prohibit any discussion about these subjects until kids are older and parental permission is obtained.
According to State Senator Edward Durr, sexual orientation and gender identity are sensitive subjects that should be left to parents. And his proposed bill would ban any discussion on these topics until kids are in seventh grade.
Let them grow up and then they can decide their sexual orientation, their identity, what they want to be or how they want to be.
He adds instead of teaching children about sex-related issues in school, they should focus on
reading, math, English, history, deal with the basic subjects.
I'm David Matthau.
Monmouth County State Senator Vin Gopal, who chairs the Senate Education Committee, insists parents do not have to worry about inappropriate discussions taking place in schools about sexual orientation and gender identity in the fall, as some lawmakers have suggested. He says the main idea of the new Department of Ed guidelines is to
treat everyone, no matter who they are, what they look like, where they're from, where they pray, with respect.
He's recommending state education officials provide clarity for parents about the new guidelines and what school districts will and will not be able to do when this instruction begins in September. Alongside the new school report cards issued last week, the State Department of Education released results from the substitute assessment that students took in September rather than the typical test the prior spring. The Start Strong tests show that many students weren't starting that way.
Acting Education Commissioner Angelic Allen McMillan says the back-to-school test results and data they provide about the highest priority standards provide creative opportunities to advance learning, but acknowledged to lawmakers the results are sobering.
Learning loss, while on paper, looks abysmal. It is very sad for us to look at numbers and see that our children have had this effect from a pandemic.
Depending on the grade and subject, a quarter to more than half of students were rated as needing strong support to know the previous year's content. School-level data is now online. At the State House, this is Michael Simons.
7 months into the academic year, bus companies and school districts still need drivers to handle shortages on a daily basis. In the meantime, the New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission has renewed a waiver that gets rid of one obstacle for wannabe school bus drivers.
Through the end of June, school bus driver applicants in New Jersey won't be required to identify under-the-hood engine parts as part of the licensing process. The original waiver expired at the end of March. Chloe Williams, president of the New Jersey School Bus Contractors Association, says removal of this obstacle has helped a bit, but the state absolutely still needs school bus drivers.
Districts are still looking for routes to be covered. They're still looking for field trips to be covered.
Heading towards the end of the academic year, Williams says the concern now is losing drivers during the summer months. I'm Dino Flamia.
New Jersey drivers are likely to get some type of relief from the state for high gas prices, but Governor Murphy is short on specifics. Speaking on News 12, Murphy was still opposed to suspending part of the state's gas tax and said relief may not be linked directly to gas prices. He remained open to a proposal from State Senator Ed Durr to provide some type of direct rebate. In Burlington County, the average price of gas has dropped below $4 a gallon for regular. The rest of the state is still above, averaging about $4.07. That's down another penny overnight. If the trend holds, gas should be below $4 a gallon by next week. Krispy Kreme is hoping to ease the pain Americans are feeling at the pump by lowering donut prices. The chain announced in the new deal they'll sell a dozen original glazed donuts for the price of a gallon of regular gas. Every Wednesday, starting today until May 4th, Krispy Kreme will use Monday's average to set the promotional cost. AAA puts Monday's average at $4.11 per gallon. A dozen Krispy Kreme donuts, usually go for at least $10. Jackson police are looking for witnesses of a Monday night accident that claimed the life of an 81-year-old resident. Police said the man was crossing at Jackson Mills Road and Harmony Road on a mobility scooter with no functioning lights and while wearing dark clothing when he was hit by an oncoming pickup truck. If you have any information on the crash, call Jackson Police. Police in Barnegat have released surveillance pictures of three people accused of dining at the Pan Asia restaurant on Lighthouse Drive and then not paying their bill. We have their pictures on our app. Along with Tiger King and learning how to use Zoom, adopting a pandemic pet was a big trend in the Garden State 2 years ago. The pace of pet adoptions has slowed in New Jersey, But taking the examples of two of the state's best-known shelters, those facilities themselves have weathered COVID troubles in different ways.
The shelters of St. Hubert's Animal Welfare Center are full, in part because they had to consolidate all their adoption operations to their main branch in Madison. But at the Monmouth County SPCA in Eatontown, Executive Director Ross LaCitra says the pet population is notably lower than in years past.
We're at an all-time low when it comes to cats right now at the shelter. I mean, we have, you know, normally we have several hundred cats in the shelter, and you know, at the moment, we're down to about 20.
One thing the shelters can agree on, those rumors or even published reports of pandemic pets being returned in droves after things got back to normal, simply not true. In Trenton, I'm Patrick Lavery.
Atlantic City casino workers feel they're closer than ever to getting a law passed that would ban smoking in the gambling halls. Tuesday was the 16th anniversary of a New Jersey law that bans smoking almost everywhere indoors except in casinos. About 250 casino workers held a rally on Tuesday in a waterfront park to call on the state legislature to pass a bill that already has many co-sponsors in both parties. The casino industry and the Maine Casino Workers Labor Union opposed the bill, saying it'll lead to job loss and revenue declines. No vote has been scheduled yet. Further evidence, New Jersey is not the desired location to retire for many who currently live here. A new survey from ARP finds that nearly half of those 50 and older are considering moving out of the Garden State, and 83% of those who do consider it are likely to go. ARP officials say it's further evidence of New Jersey's highest-in-the-nation property taxes squeezing out older residents. All of the top reasons given for wanting to leave have to do with taxes, cost of living, and affordability. Are you feeding your dog or cat correctly? Most pet owners are not, according to guidelines from the Food and Drug Administration. Brick Township veterinarian Dr. Adam Christman says it's important to look at the serving size on a bag of dog food. It might say serving size, one cup, but
some pet parents may think that that cup of food is per feeding, but it's actually per day. So if you're going to feed your dog like twice a day, then you're going to divide that up. So half a cup of food twice a day for a 30-pound dog is fairly reasonable because you know that they're going to get a couple of snacks throughout the day.
He says water and food bowls should be washed daily to prevent bacteria and cross-contamination. Plastic dishes harbor more bacteria than ceramic or stainless steel ones. I'm Vin Abneau on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network. Have a great Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.